Well, he's almost finished, and finally we've got a jingle.
David Walliams versus the Thames.
And now let's speak to the man, the legend, that is Mr.
Hello.
David Walliams. Hello, David.
Hello.
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 Can you hear me all right?
Yeah.
What's wrong?
Nothing. You're just a bit quiet.
Oh. Hi, David!
I can hear you, though.
Right, okay, that's all right. Where are you?
Well, I've just run through Reading.
Nice.
And I'm coming up to Sonning Lock. I hope to make it to Henley by lunchtime and Marlow by tea time.
Wow.
David, can I just say, you are sounding the perkiest I've heard you all week.
Well, my tummy's settled down.
Nice. Good.
I'm not having those issues. I don't need to go into them, Chris. It's, I know yours is a family show. I reached the halfway mark last night when I got out of Reading.
Nice.
So I just feel a little bit kind of, I don't know, just feel like I can see the end in sight. We're still 70 miles to go, but
sure.
You know, I've broken the back of it now. I'm halfway.
Well done, yeah,
good
David.
For you. You sound a lot
better. Thank you.
Did ABBA's Dancing Queen help you the other day when Scott played that?
It really did, because I was feeling very ill, and then Scott, very kindly, unlike yourself, played Dancing Queen by ABBA.
But you didn't ask me. That's not fair. You didn't ask.
Okay. Well, you know what I like, Chris, and you know I'd have liked to have heard Dancing Queen.
Yes,
and then yesterday he played Know Me, Knowing You. Take a Chance on Me.
Right.
And today I think it's Chiquita, or I'm starting to think maybe I want Gimme, Gimme, Gimme a Man After Midnight.
So is Scott going to play Chiquita today?
Well, he said he might, but he didn't seem sure. He always teases me, Scott, you see.
Well, would you like us to play you Gimme, Gimme, Gimme?
Gimme, Gimme, Gimme a Man After Midnight. Oh, yeah.
Okay.
You like that one, don't you?
It's one of my favourites.
Yeah.
Who doesn't like that? Gimme, no, gimme, gimme.
It was such a lovely turnout last night in Reading. Like, loads of people came out to see me, and there was a couple getting married at the hotel I came out at. It was really, really surreal.
I saw that.
So, and we've had Mike Smith in the air again. Oh, dear, it's been showbiz all the way.
Is Mike Smith in the helicopter above you every day?
Well, he keeps on coming back and giving us freebies, you see, because he runs some sort of helicopter company with the film people. And Jimmy Carr's coming today.
Well, he's not going to swim with you.
Him? He's a comedian.
Is he going to swim with you?
He's not going to. Of course, he's not going to swim with me. I mean, he was a disaster when we did the bike ride. But yeah, he's going to come and have lunch with me.
Oh,
there's some people cheering. Can you hear them?
Yes, I can.
These are my fans. These are my fan base. Hello, darlings. Chris. The people love me. What can I say?
David, you can go give a few of them a soggy autograph.
Well, yeah, that's the problem. People have been. I get out and people have got, like, books and things, DVDs for me to sign. I think, give me a chance.
People will be telling their grandkids in the years to come, David Walliams gave me a soggy autograph once.
Yeah.
Maybe, or maybe by next week they'll have completely forgotten all about it.
Oh, I don't think you will allow that to happen, David.
keep banging the drum.
Well, listen...
No, it's great, and people have been so generous. Your listeners are absolutely fantastic, because I think we're nearing sort of £400,000, which is amazing. We're just at the beginning of day five, so I'm absolutely thrilled, because obviously this would all be a colossal waste of time unless we were raising money for sport relief.
Let me ask you this. Obviously, you've been quite ill, and, you know, you've done all that, and your bad tummy, and you've taken in a lot of Thames water into your system, which is not probably very sensible. But we all know what's in the Thames now. But you do sound very perky today, which is good. You're more than halfway, so you've got less to do than you've already done, which must be nice. However, does it get tougher? Does the current get stronger the further down the Thames you go?
Well, it certainly does when you get to the tidal part of the Thames.
Right.
For Teddington Lock. If you get in at the right time, yeah, because the water is flowing out to sea. Mm. So obviously you can't get in when the tide's against you. But yeah, that will help me a little bit at the end. But I'm actually only going from Teddington Lock to House of the Parliament, I think, is only about 15 miles.
Oh, that's all.
So
right.
That's nothing.
Miles I'm being helped by. So, in case you try to make it sound easy to people, it's not, because I'll have already swum 125 miles, and the last 15 will be a bit easier.
How are your arms? How are your legs?
My legs are okay. I mean, they're still beautiful.
Sure.
Mm. My arms, neck, and shoulders are really, really hurting. This is a real struggle. When your arms get really heavy, so just putting, you know, one arm in front of the other gets increasingly difficult. But I just know that every time I do that, I'm getting closer to the finish line and closer to your arms.
Well, if you want, maybe I could come round and give you some kind of rub down.
Mm.
Well, you say that. Matt Baker did yesterday for the One Show. He came and he gave me a massage.
Well, I'm not taking anything away from that, but, you know why have cotton when you can have silk, love?
I know, because yours, I imagine, would be very, very firm.
Whose hands would you rather have over your wet body, his or mine?
Are you going to play Gimme, Gimme, Gimme a Man after midnight?
We're working on it.
We're working on it.
This is Radio 1. We don't have ABBA.
Go on.
Unbelievably, didn't have it to hand.
Listen, the only reason you got Dancing Queen on the other day, because it's in Scott's personal CD collection he brings
in. No, he said they had to download Take a Chance on Me. I thought, who doesn't own that?
Yeah, well, imagine Radio 1 not having an ABBA record from 1976. What's going on? We've got Rizzle
me,
Kicks.
That's modern music.
We've got Dizzy Rascal.
I'm a very old man.
You're not that old. What are you, what are you 50 now?
I'm 40, darling.
Of course, I know. Sorry about that.
But I've completely lost track of what's happening in the world. Is anything happening?
Big Brother finished last night. Live Celebrity Big Brother.
Who won it?
The gypsy wedding man.
Paddy.
Paddy, right. How did Jedward do?
Third.
And who was
Or as they would say, turd.
And secondly was Kerry Katona.
Yeah.
Oh, she's wonderful.
What else? In other news, voting for Radio 1's Teen Awards finishes tomorrow during Vernon's show.
Oh, wow, I must keep up with that.
Dave is moving tomorrow.
Yeah, I'm moving
and he's doing a gig with Dominic in Edinburgh tonight. Mm-hmm.
Edinburgh tonight.
Yeah.
Yes, well, we could stick to sort of important news.
Yeah, well, it's important news. The Kaiser Chiefs are playing a gig in Leeds this weekend.
Oh, this is getting really boring.
It's the Rugby World Cup starts today, David.
Yeah. 9 o'clock.
The Rugby World Cup, that's nice. And Strictly Come Dancing is starting tomorrow
yes,
night.
Yes,
that's
is.
Right, it's Strictly Come Dancing, but don't
are
worry.
Are you a Strictly fan?
Don't worry, I'm going to Sky Plus it for you, so you won't miss it. You can watch that when you get
I
home.
I know, I just suddenly thought I'm going to miss the first episode of Strictly.
Oh, no.
David, are you still set to finish Monday morning during our show? You're definitely
no, because of the illness, it's I'm actually about 10 miles behind schedule, so
okay.
I think I'm definitely not going to finish Monday morning. Hopefully sometime later on Monday or maybe Tuesday.
Well,
I will finish at some point.
Yeah,
as long as you finish, that's all that matters, isn't it?
In the near future, yeah. I don't think we'll go, well, I mean, God, you know,
well, I'm going to take my donation back.
Somebody said, David is asking for ABBA songs. Surely the most appropriate song for David, what with him doing the Thames Challenge and him having tummy trouble, would be Waterloo.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yes, good point.
That is good, but I thought I'd save that till I got to the London.
Oh, okay. Mm. Well, no, we didn't mean as in Waterloo. We meant as in...
You as in going to the loo in the water. That's how your filthy mind works.
Because Abby never did a song called Really Bad Diarrhea, I've got to go back swimming again, so...
Have you been to see Mamma Mia on stage?
Never.
No, I haven't, no.
Me and Scott Mills are going. Would you like to come?
No, thanks.
I can't make that date.
We haven't set the date yet.
All right,
actually.
Sorry. Yeah, okay.
So me and Scott are going, and we're bringing our little dog with us.
We're losing you.
If you came too, it would be fantastic.
Well, I'll check my diary.
No, because you could we could bring a listener along, you see, and you could auction it as a prize. We could have a lovely out. Just imagine me, you, Scott, and the little dog.
Yeah,
and
I'm imagining it. It's putting me off.
I mean, it's not you,
it's not Scott, it's not the dog, but a listener, I don't know if
he'd,
I can do
he'd
that.
Rather swim through 13 cubic tons of sewage.
I don't like people. David?
Yes?
Is Greg with you every step of the way?
Yeah, Professor Greg White, my trainer and friend, is here. He's just on the boat at the moment.
Well, you send him our love, and if he
well,
will...
Well, of course, because he took you up a mountain, didn't he? Mm.
David, please don't say anything, you know, for now, but yes, Greg took me up Kilimanjaro.
He did, I heard all about what happened on that trip.
What goes up the mountain stays up the mountain.
Ian Rowan and Keating in a tent. Sam Cotton vomits.
Yeah. Do you know what? That was pretty much it for a week. Yeah.
Yeah, because she had very bad altitude sickness. Yeah.
She did indeed.
There's not much of her, is she?
No, so, it does not. David, you are doing very, very well. You are hoping to do 18 miles today, is that right?
18 miles would take me into Marlow, yeah.
Right, okay. So if you see David on the Thames, give him a wave and a cheer. He might not be able to wave back. What with him swimming and all, it's very important that he keeps his arms moving.
It's quite hard, because sometimes with loads of people, I think, well, I can't actually have to swim. I've got to stop waving for a bit.
Yeah.
You get through pockets and built-up areas with lots of people.
But you're doing very well. The current total so far is £357,000. So well done.
Amazing.
That's amazing. Thanks to all your listeners. They're incredible. But if they could just give a bit more, that would be great as well.
That's what we're going to do. So listen, while David is on the phone, here's what I'd like everyone to do, is get your phone out. We'll get ours out now. So that's that's at least £4 from this
do
studio.
A little bit.
Hey, Vernon Kay's just texted me. I bet he hasn't put any money in.
Bet he has.
Vernon?
Yeah.
Get text in. You've got to do it as well. So get your phone out now, and this is what you do. You write the word swim.
Mm-hmm.
Not you, David, because you got hang on to the boat.
No, I can't, no.
And you send it to 70011.
That number again?
So you write the word swim, send it to 70011. It costs £1 plus a standard network message charge. The pound goes to Sport Relief. The whole pound goes to Sport Relief. You've got to be 16 or over and ask for bill pays permission. Full terms and conditions. Go to bbc.co.uk/radio1. If everyone did that now, if everyone who is listening, everybody did it, just a pound, then we would save Africa.
We would.
So text the word swim to 70011 and I'm press sending now.
That's me gone as well. We'll have our next update at 9 o'clock.
Oh, yeah, I heard the interference on the phone.
Yeah, that's because we're sending. We're giving our money, David. You're inspiring us.
Very kind. Thank you.
And me, a hard working class northerner, parting with my pound.
Oh, yeah, you're awfully working class, aren't you?
I'm proud of it, Williams.
I know. Well, I'm sort of lower middle class.
Well,
you can't really be proud of that, can you?
Well, you know, I would say you're middle class.
Well, I am now, but I wasn't before.
All right, David, listen, I want you to have a bit of music in your head while you get tired today and you're pushing and you're really going for it and you're thinking, I just want to stop. I want you to think of this.
Oh, Chris.
Oh, David.
Oh, Chris.
Oh, David.
I love you, Chris.
All right. Best of luck, David. You can
Thank
do
you,
it.
Mate.
All right. Bye, pal. See you, man. Bye.